Cory Booker launches campaign tour pledging to bring a fight to the NRA. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 14, 2019. Presidential hopeful Cory Booker, DNJ, launched a two-week campaign tour pledging to bring a fight to the NRA. Fox News quoted Booker saying, "We will bring a fight to the NRA like they have never, ever seen before, and we will win." Booker also listed specific gun controls he would push as president, saying, "We won't wait for more thoughts and prayers for communities that have been shattered by gun violence from Pittsburgh to Parkland to Charleston. We will pass universal background checks, we will ban assault weapons and close loopholes that allow people who never should have a gun to get one." He did not mention that nearly every mass shooter in the last 10 years acquired his guns via background check. Therefore, universal background checks would not have stopped a single one of those shootings. Moreover, he did not point out that the Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice issued a report showing the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban did not reduce crime. Booker also overlooked the fact that the so-called Charleston loophole was actually a clerical error that misled background check reviewers. It was not an error, or a loophole, in background check system. On March 31, Breitbart News reported Booker's claim that the U.S. has a mass shooting every day. He hedged his statement by saying these shootings occur in the aggregate. In other words, there are four individual murders across the country that, if counted together on a given day, can be redefined as a mass shooting. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.